Blackstone Audio presents The Lady's Command by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Steve West. Chapter 1. April, 1824, London. Marrying the lady of his dreams had proved surprisingly easy. Forging the marriage of his dreams, that, apparently, was an entirely different challenge. Declan Fergus Frobisher stood alongside Lady Edwina Frobisher, née Delbraith, his new wife, and let the cacophony generated by the tonish crowd gathered in Lady Montgomery's drawing room wash over him. The chattering was incessant, like a flock of seagulls squawking, yet such exchanges were the sole purpose of a soiree. In a many-hued kaleidoscope of fine silks and satins, of darker-hued superfines and black evening coats, the crème de la crème of the haute ton drifted and shifted from one circle to the next in a constantly rearranging tapestry. The large room was illuminated by several chandeliers. Light glinted on artfully twisted curls and pomaded locks, and in the facets of myriad jewels adorning the throats, earlobes, and wrists of the many ladies attending. One heavily burdened lady swept up in a dazzle of diamonds.
"Edwina, my dear!"
The lady pressed fingers and touched cheeks with Declan's beloved, who greeted the newcomer with her customary sunny charm. Yet the lady's gaze had already shifted to him, traveling down and then up his long length.